You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Here on the Locked On Podcast Network, we are wrapping up our full schedule prediction, four episode craziness, picking every game, picking every win and loss. We're the Rainy Jays, John Corrales, Jay King, Sam, Jam, Packard. All right, this is it. We're going down the home stretch, March and April, and we're going to get our totals. Coming into this as a quick review, I have the Celtics at 46-16. Jay King has them at 43-19. Sam has them already at 50 wins, 50-12. Really optimistic. This is all kind of playing out kind of like we thought. So let's pick this up, fellers. Friday night, Washington Wizards in town, home game. How you feeling about the Wizards?
They talk a lot. Celtics are going to win this one.
They talk a lot.
My favorite thing about this game is I think it's Dwight Howard's first time coming to the Garden as a member of the Wizards. And it's just the Garden fans have picked out like specific players that they love to cheer against and they love to boo. And they've got a special place in their dark hearts for Dwight Howard. And they always just... they're very mean to him, and it's always very entertaining. And I think that works to the Celtics' favor. So I'm going Celtics W.
I love it. I think it's absolutely correct. I hate Dwight Howard. I don't like him. And I encourage fans to be as mean as they want to be, within reason, obviously, to Dwight Howard. And I think the whole KG paint your face clown is really where it went over the top. So I agree. So three wins. Here, Jay, you did say a win, right?
I said correct. Celtics are going to smash the Wizards on this night.
Yeah. The Wizards are becoming quite unlikable. And so, this will be fun. Then Saturday is off. Sunday afternoon, the Houston Rockets. Houston comes to town. Whew. Before the Celtics head out on a West Coast swing. So this is a Sunday afternoon, and then the Celtics have to travel across the country for a West Coast swing.
This starts the best week in the Celtics schedule.
This is going to be a fun week.
It's going to be a good one. Marcus Smart works his magic at home. I think the game ends the exact same way it did last time. Celtics come back from 20. Crazy charges drawn. All video of the event, James Harden will steal cell phones from people and throw them away. I think it's going to be a Celtics win in the exact same manner as last year.
Jay?
All right. So I would have gone with the Rockets here, but I just 2 seconds ago remembered what Kyrie Irving said on Bill Simmons' podcast, which was that he wanted to destroy the Rockets when the Celtics played them last season, but his knee just wasn't feeling up to it. And so now his knee is going to be right, and he's going to be able to destroy the Rockets like he intended to last season. So Celtics win.
I like it. I'm convinced. I'm going to take that win. And I haven't even checked what Houston's doing on their road trip. But I like it. I like that thinking. Then the Celtics go off. Monday off, then Golden State, first game of the road trip, Golden State Tuesday night. Now, we all picked them to lose that other game. I think the Celtics go into Golden State. We're big on revenge. I think they exact their revenge, and they show that they do belong in that kind of stratosphere, let's say, and they win this game.
Classic case of revenge.
Yeah, no. Warriors overcome revenge.
Hold on, Jay.
The Warriors spit at revenge. Dropkick revenge.
But I'm going to be at this game. So does that change your prediction?
No, not in the least. I would argue your presence does literally nothing to impact the 10 players on the floor at any given time. And therefore, hence to fourth, Warriors still win.
Have you ever met a man named Oracle Kyrie? This is going to be his last chance. Maybe they make it to the finals, but this will be his last regular season game in Oracle. He has such control and the aura in that building when he's dribbling. I can't bet against that. It's going to be a Celtics victory.
Yeah, I like that. And you know, we got to factor in that the Warriors, if they have come into Boston and they've shown that they are going, you know, if we think they're trying to send a message, they've sent the one message. And I just think the Warriors in the regular season are very much going to be in chill out, don't care mode, just like they were last year. And they flipped the switch. I definitely think that some of that has to factor in. So
I do think that this is around the time of the schedule that we could be in for like a DeMarcus Cousins, Marcus Smart brawl.
A brouhaha.
Those two guys don't really like each other, it seems like, based on what's happened in previous matchups between them. So I'm intrigued by that, but Warriors still win.
Okay. Back to back, they go to Sacramento next, which is not a long trip, but Sacramento the next night. They're not losing to Sacramento.
Yeah, let's not waste time just even talking about the Kings.
Okay.
Fun fact about Sacramento, there's a bar there where above the bar there's a swimming pool and there's a mermaid who swims around in the bar. I've been to Sacramento once. I went to that bar. I think the Celtics are going to win, but I feel like I needed to juice up the analysis for that game. Mermaid bar. Cool stuff.
I'm in.
Good talk.
I like it. Hey, mermaid references. Then couple nights off at the Lakers. Did we all pick Lakers win the last time around? I don't remember.
Picked Celtics win.
I mean Celtics win. We all picked Celtics win. I'm still on this. I think the Celtics win this game.
Nope. LeBron James.
Do you think they stay in the same hotel where Marcus Smart punched that that picture, though? What if there's bad vibes from that hotel?
It could be bad juju.
Because they're in L.A. for a long time.
Yeah.
Plus, they have some days off. The L.A. nightlife, people say it's undefeated. I don't know that to be true, but it's a thing people say. Yeah, I'm going to go with a Celtics win just because I don't believe the Lakers are very good, but you got to factor in everything here when we're making these tough choices.
I only factored in one thing. LeBron James.
Okay.
And Jared Dudley.
That's bullshit, bro.
That's
weak sauce.
Was that even this podcast?
No, that was the last podcast.
Well, in that case, if it's the first Jared Dudley reference, then I think I'm all for it.
Yeah, so for the people, for the listener gods, we were last podcast we referenced Jared Dudley multiple times, and we decided that whoever said Jared Dudley next would get a prize as long as it was a legitimate Jared Dudley reference. So
I don't think that's legit.
I was just saying I was comedically trying to make as bad a Jared Dudley reference as possible.
That was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
I thought it played.
No.
As the official guy who makes jokes on this podcast, I'm gonna say no on that one.
That's gonna be
a no from me, Doug.
Does that mean it was a dud?
Oh God.
God damn it, Jay.
You saved it. No, I'm for it.
No.
Yeah. No, boo, you get the prize, man. I have an extra shoot a three coward shirt. It's got your name on it. I'll sign it for you, too.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Wow, a signed shoot a three you coward shirt from Sam Packard? That's big.
Yeah, I'll say Jam Packard because that's how the Celtics people know me.
That's frame that shit. Okay, so Lakers, you got a win, Sam. Okay.
Yeah, it's a win.
All right. Then night off, back at Staples to play the Clippers on Monday night. Last game of the road trip.
You don't want to mess with Tobias Harris at home.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to have him go 0-2 against the Clippers, but I'm going to.
They're going to beat the Clippers.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that's a loss because it's very hard to sweep a four-game West Coast road trip. Is that the last?
Yeah.
I think they end that one on a sour note because they run into the dominant player that is Toby Harris.
Yeah, big Tobias Harris game. Okay, Celtics come home, couple nights off. They've come home. The first game back after the West Coast swing, always tough, but it's Sacramento, so I'm going to say that's a win. I don't care how bad they play.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about anything from Sacramento except for the Mermaid Bar.
Right. Yeah, and this is in Boston, so I don't want to even have a good Mermaid Bar anecdote for Boston. There's no Mermaid Bars.
The next game is Atlanta. I'm just putting that down as a win.
Yeah, win. Why not?
Atlanta.
Trae Young, 47 points.
Who do you guys think is the worst team in the league? Is it Atlanta again?
Could be Atlanta.
Could be the Kings. Celtics do have that Kings pick.
I don't think the Kings were that bad. I think.
What?
No, I think the Kings will be, I mean, still bad, but not that bad. I think it's Atlanta. I think, or Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's going to be hot garbage.
Yeah. Atlanta and Chicago are going to be competing for the worst team.
You don't believe in Zach LaVine, Jabari Parker, the dynamic duo of non-defenders?
They're going to have the worst defense in the NBA. And I'm not sure it's going to be close.
Well, you sold me. Chicago sucks.
They lost David Nwaba. How could they possibly recover?
That's true. That guy's a player.
Let's roll.
And he crushes a lot.
Denver on Monday night. What do we think? Denver Nuggets.
The return of Isaiah Thomas. We're going to get the tribute video.
Oh, shit. Yes. That's going to be the Isaiah Thomas tribute video night.
Do you think they play it? Like, I think they kind of, like, if they're, it'd be really hilarious if they did. If they don't, like, that's the safe move of just being like, we move on. But
no,
they got
to
play
it. They
video.
Are
that's,
going to play it. This is.
It's no, it's too far removed. You
no,
can't.
I guarantee you they play it. I guarantee
the man
you
has
they
played.
Play it.
He's played for like seven different teams other than the Celtics by now.
Well, it's still, but it's only one season, and it's not their fault that, you know, the way things went down. They still have it. They made it. They made the video. You might as well play it.
Yeah, some video intern, probably their main man Kyle.
No, they played him a tiny tribute when he was back the first time, didn't they?
No. That was Paul Pierce.
No, he refused.
Night.
It was Paul Pierce night. He wasn't playing. He said no video.
They gave it to him some other time. I swear there was a small tribute video.
They showed him on the Jumbotron, but I don't think they played the video. I think they play it probably three or four times, once each quarter.
Do the Celtics win this game? I think Isaiah comes back and goes off on Isaiah Thomas night. Denver gets a weird win. This is a weird game, and I think the Celtics lose.
Denver, I feel like, plays the Celtics pretty well, especially Gary Harris. And I'm only saying that because one of the Denver writers recently did a whole tweet storm on Gary Harris, and he had one clip of Gary Harris making a layup in Boston. And so I'm going to put that down as the Celtics loss. Behind the backs, Gary Harris, 28 points, 14 assists.
Celtics are going to win that one.
Okay, then on the road at Philly.
But Jokic is going to have 32 dimes.
Who's thicker? Who's thicker, Jokic or Jared Dudley? That's an organic reference. I'm taking my shirt back.
I don't think you ever should have given up the shirt in the first place, so yeah, you should take it back. But still sign it.
That'd be really weird to walk around with a shirt that I signed and wear. But I've done weirder things, so for it. Okay. Although I did take a picture with Isaiah Thomas wearing a Fruity Pebbles shirt in the offseason. So I'm going to stick with my original thing. So Denver win. Isaiah Thomas comes back, but really it's a Gary Harris game. It's pretty obvious to me.
Off to Philly Wednesday night. Celtics in Philly.
Philly gets this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna put this because I had them winning the last time in Philly, I think. So I'm going to put this down as a loss.
It's going to be a Celtics win. Celtics sweep the series 4-0. Ben Simmons still does not shoot a three and cannot find me in the crowd and will not flip me off. I think it will be a fantastic night for everyone. People will rejoice. Celtics win.
Okay. A couple nights off, Celtics go to Charlotte. They're beating Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah. Charlotte, again, the most boring team in the league. Maybe. Top three most boring teams in the league, even though they have Kemba, who I appreciate. Just, I'm ready to kick the Hornets out of the league. I'm ready to banish them to a different league.
What, Lee, are you trying to send them to Russia? What if Michael Jordan came back and played that game, though?
60-year-old Michael Jordan would do nothing for me.
I mean, I agree. I think he's probably washed up at this point, but I had to throw it out there.
Yeah, he'd probably tear two ACLs and get his shit pinned off the glass and do other boring shit that Hornets do.
Sam, what do you think?
It's a Celtics win.
Celtics win. Okay. Then back-to-back, they come home. Next night, they host the Spurs. Spurs going to be an interesting team. DeMar DeRozan.
Pau Gasol. Think of all the stars.
Celtics are going to beat them.
I think the math just is in the Celtics' favor. I'm imagining the Spurs taking as many long twos as they can. You're going to get a nice pregame sesh where Brad just waxes poetic about Pop and Pop waxes poetic about Brad. That will be nice. That will be a fun, familiar feeling. But I think the Celtics win at home.
Yep.
I think I factored in home road to every single decision. I think I have the Celtics going 41-0 at home. Actually, I just picked the Nuggets to win, so retract that.
Okay, so I've got that as a win myself. Then Cleveland, two nights later in Cleveland. They're beating Cleveland. Yeah, everybody, yes?
Yeah, I can't have Cleveland beat them twice.
Right.
Can't do it.
Got to factor in that revenge.
Can't do it.
So, Sam, that's a win for you.
Oh, and yeah.
Last two games of the month are back-to-back, a home against Indy, and then on the road in Brooklyn. I think they'll sweep this. I think they got two wins. They win back to back. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down with that.
I'm going to go with a Pacers victory.
Ooh.
They played the Celtics tough in all the games last season. I'm trying to cut back on my rabid Celtics optimism here. I think they have a possibility of losing. I think the Pacers are a decent squadron. I would go as far to say that. So I think the Pacers can pull that one out. Nate McMillan, Coach of the Year.
So that's March. And amazingly, we all have them going 12-3 in March. Different wins, different games. But how about that? So we
synergy.
That is synergy. I like that. Okay, let's wrap it up. Five games in April. The home stretch. Miami, they do a home-road back-to-back. Not back-to-back. They do a home-road series Monday and then Wednesday.
Splitsies?
I'm going to say a split. It's going to be close games. The Celtics might be so far in contention. I feel like you're going to see a lot of Brad Wanamaker in this game. And the Heat are going to do that thing where they win their last 35 games and they start out kind of shitty.
Finish 500.
Yeah. But that's prime in the Heat comeback zone. So I think the Heat going to be real gritty team fighting it out for that seventh or sixth seed. I still think the Celtics are able to pull one out because they're not going to lose two games in a row. That'd be balderdash. but I think this the Heat do pull one out.
Okay, I'll buy into that. I think a split makes sense, especially this time. There'll be resting. There'll be all kinds of things. So the Celtics finish then on the road in Indy on Friday, and then Orlando at home on Sunday, Washington on the road on Tuesday. So final three games. I think Indy's fighting for playoff position.
They lose to Indy.
Yep.
Beat the Magic because nobody can lose to the Magic. And fall on the last day to the Wizards while sitting everybody and his mother.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you guys are going to think that way, I'll agree with you.
Okay. So then we all have the exact same 14-6 finish to the season. So now, quick math. Sam, you have the Celtics going 64-18 this season.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Jay King has them going, 57-25.
Right on the under, just like I said.
Yeah. Boom. And boom. I have the Celtics going 60-22. Exactly what I thought they were going to do. I said they're a 60-win team, and I've picked them to win 60 games. So it's amazing, actually, that in all of our predictions that we all kind of fell where we initially said. Jay went with the under, picked the under. Sam is very optimistic, and I have the Celtics, I think, a realistic 60-win team.
I think that just goes to show that this exercise that we have done over the past 2 weeks is a very insightful and meaningful kind of a way for us to do predictions, because, I mean, we all landed in what we thought, and going through game by game, we gave you that breakdown team by team, and it really felt like it was a dynamic and insightful thing we just did. So I'm going to just give ourselves a round of applause for execution out there.
Good job, guys. I mean, really. He nailed it. That was amazing. Great stuff. Best podcasting we've ever done.
Ever.
I mean, I think you guys are not being serious, but I think I had two great episodes. I mean, I might have started out last week a little shaky, but I think the past two ones, I really came out here. I gave it my best. Read the scouting report, and I think I did well.
Yeah. Well, you know, the process over the results, and you know, you've kaizened your way to some good performances.
Oh my God! So I just got back to Boston, and driving on the Mass Pike for the first time, I saw the Kaizen in the weight room. You can see it from the Mass Pike, and it just brings a it's
wow,
amazing.
That's awesome.
And
I didn't realize that.
I'm definitely gonna get in a car crash, like trying to like bow to the Kaizen overlords and leader Brad. It's dangerous, but it's a cool touch. You can see it much better when you're driving. Let me figure out my directions here. West. Going west on the Mass Pike. You can also see it going east, but you have to turn back and take your eyes off the road. I don't suggest it, but if you need to take a little peek there, you can do it. You have time.
Okay. So, okay, that sounds good. You know, next time I'm on the Pike, I'll take a look. All right, that's it. That's the show. Good job, fellas. Jay King, go back to your vacation. You know, you've done enough.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't fully invested in this one. This was one of those. It was one of those scheduled podcasts. You know, it's like the schedule loss, and it was quite literally a scheduled podcast. But it's like the schedule loss. This was a schedule loss for me. I came in here knowing there was a good chance I was going to probably not have my A game, and I tried to fight it off. I tried to do the best I could to get rid of that attitude. But
you failed miserably, and you really didn't.
But, I mean, my Jared Dudley joke just wasn't up to par.
You really saved yourself though. I think you win the podcast for that amazing for saving that horrendous Jared Dudley joke.
Thank you. God bless us all.
I do not share that same attitude, but you know, screw it. Let's just wrap it up so we can all go our separate ways. Get Jay back to his goddamn vacation.
Jay, what's on the docket for tomorrow? You going to play some golf, maybe go to the beach, play some basketball, some spike ball, just more of the same?
Yeah, basically just more of the same.
What's Spikeball? I've never played Spikeball.
Oh, Corrales. Show your age a little more, Corrales.
Sure.
It's like volleyball, but no. But it's a circular net on the ground, and you slam the ball into the ground, which is a net, and then you play with a teammate, and then that's where the volleyball comes in. You volley it to someone else. Really, a visual would be much better.
The best beach game there is, I would say.
I'm more of a Kadima guy. Just get some paddles. Just see how long you can do it. That's a fun game.
Kadima's fun, but Spikeball is just next level.
Okay.
Chances you tear your ACL Robert Edwards style in the sand.
Unlikely.
Well, Robert Edwards, he was a running back for the Patriots circa 1998.
That was a disgusting injury.
They were playing the Pro Bowl, and they had like a rookie game. They were playing sand football, which seems like a terrible idea, and it was. And then Robert Edwards tore his ACL and was never the same.
Yeah, that was a horrific injury. Ugh. Okay, I'm looking at spike ball videos. Yeah, all right. It's
certainly a game.
It's a game. It's a thing.
The King brothers get heated playing
no.
spike ball.
You're kidding me that the King brothers get overly competitive and heated.
Yeah.
Who's the best spike ball player out of the brothers?
I'm 2-0 right now.
That was a dumb question because no matter what, Jay was going to say Jay.
Undefeated right now. I don't know if I'm the best. All I know is my team hasn't lost.
Well, what about the hangover you're probably going to have in the schedule loss that's built in there? Let's analyze your spike ball schedule game by game for the entire week in South Carolina.
I mean, there will be no hangovers. And
oh, I forgot Jay King's in fitness mode.
I'm just going to be undefeated all day.
Jay, how tough is it going to be that first article back from vacation? Are you going to remember how to write?
I forget how to write. Honestly, the first preseason game is also the preseason for me. Like I totally forget how to write.
It's in Charlotte.
Even training camp. Training camp, I'll come back and try to write stories for training camp. I'll just be a mess. But it's the first game story. That's when I really am like, holy shit, I totally forgot how to do this.
Well, word on the street is, praise be to the Riffs man, will be in attendance at that game. So I don't think you have you got to step your game up. You got to get whatever powers the Riffs man can give to you. He'll bless you with fine words. So I think that game you're going to be amazing. But the next game, look at me. I'm just going on schedule prognostication here. I'm really riding the wave. I think that one you're going to do well. The next game's going to be trouble for you.
Everything's going to be trouble. Preseason's going to be trouble. The Riffs man, it'll make it an enjoyable trouble, though. So shouts to the Riffs man.
Shouts indeed, and shouts to us for getting through this, and shouts to you guys for listening to this. And if you are not a regular subscriber, go ahead and subscribe. You know the drill. Give us that 5-star rating. Give us a good review. Sam, take us home. Wrap this up for us.
This has been another episode of the Locked On Celtics Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I like building that suspense. That was great.
Thank you. I was classically trained at Juilliard.
Dope.